Blog Talk Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be ye also ready. I thank God. I thank God for his word. I thank him for his ark of protection that's encamped around all of us. I thank him for his faithfulness. I thank you that we have a God that is never late. He's always on time. We serve a God that when you ask, he said you have not because you ask not. How many of you have an asked on today for that thing that you want? Not somebody's husband that you're trying to get up. Oh, that's a whole nother story. Well, we're going to get to our message on this morning. But first, we're going to ask Minister Sylvia if she will pray for us and with us for the program. Minister Sylvia, can you pray for us?
Yes, I will. Thank you. First of all, I want to say good morning, everyone. I'm so sick of this bipolar weather in Chicago. My throat is sore, so excuse the hoarseness. But just listen to the prayer and join in with me on this morning. I love God. Do you love God? If you don't, the question is, why don't you? I love God. Do you love God? I don't know why you don't. But for the reason of loving God, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning asking you to forgive us of every sin, God. Asking you to forgive us of knowingly, willingly, and openly participating in sinful things that we know that you hate. God, we want to ask you to give us a heart to love what you love and hate what you hate. God, teach us how to be faithful to ourselves with getting in your word. God, teach us how to be faithful with ourselves for coming before you every day, asking you to forgive us of our daily sins, oh God. For we're not perfect, your word tells us that. God, teach us how to openly express ourselves to you honestly without even trying to trick or cover up things we think you may not have seen, but we don't realize and know that you, and understand and knowing that you see everything. God, we just ask you to teach us how to glorify you. Teach us how to love you. Teach us how to honor you. Teach us how to praise you. Teach us how to respect you, God. Teach us how to put respect on your name, on your word. Teach us how to love Jesus, your son. Teach us how to love the Holy Spirit. God, we just ask you right now to honor every word that comes out of the woman of God's mouth on today that's going to teach us to love the kingdom of God, that's going to teach us how to respect the kingdom of God. God, we just ask you to open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our ears, oh God. Give us ears that we may hear. God, teach us how to be willing to be teachable. God, we love you. We love your word. God, open up our family's heart to desire you, oh God, to want to be a part of the kingdom. Lord, for we thank you for everything, everything, God. For every politician that's walking in your way, God, give him strength, or give her strength. Give them people that's going to be with them, God. People that's going to work with them for us, covering the city, the states and the county. God, we need people in office that's going to see the need of the people, oh God, not the need of the politicians that's trying to just keep things going the way they have them going. But God, we ask you right now to touch their hearts, to bring America back to you, to bring our cities back to you, to bring our people back to you, God. Because one thing I do know, I choose thee this day to be saved And I pray that my family choose this day to be saved. And everyone else choose this day to be saved, God, as we wait on our deliverance. God, give us ears to hear today and a heart to receive, a mind to meditate. Let your word come in and cast it where it may need to be and do what you need to do, oh God. For God, we just pray for everybody and everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to share something with you. Yesterday, God had led me to encourage someone and to speak a word into their lives. And although I'm not going to tell you the name, you'll probably figure out who it is. I told them, thank you for the opportunity to support you last night. When God first told me to support you and your brother, I really knew nothing about you other than you were a minority-owned business on the west side of Chicago, my hometown, that God wanted me to support you, although I was and am working in D.C. But I'm remotely here for now. Therefore, I started making purchases with you. Camouflage, of course. And then I asked my sister what she knew about you. And she told me about how you, what she knew about you, and about how one of her motorcycle club people, her press, was connected to you as well. I said all that to say, this is what God told me to tell him. As long as you stay integral and on point for God, watch God send you all many, 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 many and more sowers and supporters. Watch God send these supporters to you and tell your brand and you become international as you both walk into and surpass multimillionaire status. Stay the course and watch God use you all to show a people and many neighborhoods his way to prosper his people in Jesus' name. Because money is only one of God's resources that he uses to bless you and to bless others. So he knows he can trust you with this resource. It is so, and so it is. Not knowing that I had tapped into the vision God had gave him and his brother, he responded, thank you. I absolutely trust him. It's my prayer that God uses me to bring more people to him, that while using the purpose of 290 is to bring people closer to God. We use our upbringing and our growth to show people you can do some positive things other than the negative portrayal that they have of Westsiders. So, yes, I receive your proclamation. Thank you. So I did not know that what God had spoke to me about them being an example into a nation had directly tapped into their vision and the reason they existed. But I wanted him to know why I was supporting him, and that it was a God-divined assignment. And so these past couple of weeks, we've been talking about envy. And we've been talking about not being ashamed as a workman that God is using you to do whatever he's using you to do. And so many times when you do that, you have to come out of your comfort zone. And so my comfort zone is, you know, being around church people, doing church people things. But we went to support him in a place that they weren't doing church people things, but we were still there to support him, my sister and I. And at the end of the function for us, because it wasn't over yet, my sister went in, and I both went and hugged him and his brother and tell them goodbye, and they thanked us for being there. But 2 Timothy 2:2-16 says, but avoid all irreverent babble and godless chatter, with it profane empty words, for it will lead to further ungodliness, and their teachings will spread like gangrene. I said that to say because just because we were there to support them didn't mean we were there to be seen. Just because we were sent by God to support them didn't mean that at the end we had to have this long thing with him and his brother and just work to be seen. But see, many people will do whatever they have to do to be seen, whether it's drop it like it's hot and pick it up like it's cold, whether it's wear all type of outfits or lack thereof. And we have to realize that competition amongst the people sometimes makes the envy more important to them. Oh my God. Than the support. Because envy is a jealousy over the blessings and the achievements of others, such as the biblical examples that we had given earlier in part one and in part two. See, Cain and Abel were Adam and Eve's children. And yet Cain envied his brother and the favor of God on his brother. And yet God showed us how the brothers who were twins and who are twins are working with one another to inspiration to a people and a nation. There isn't one brother per se trying to outdo the other. What they do is they work and that God gave them because they lived in a community where the baller, the drug dealer, the basketball player, the football player were what the people mostly were using as their role models. But just imagine if one of the brothers of these twins would have been envious of the other brother instead of them working together like these young men are doing. Imagine if my sister and I weren't sent to support them because some people out there aren't there to support them. Some people are there to see what they can find out, to see what they can do to try to sabotage the brand and the brothers. But it's a blessing that my sister and I have been sent to support them, whether it's their fashion show or their hoodie ball or whatever, sent to show them how the people of God can support your vision. Even when it looks like when Moses and went to the mountain, that you're down there having riotous living. The various things that God allows, and remember, I accept what God allows, to reach a people can cause them to come to you to want to know, why are you doing this? Why are you supporting that? So as the young men and women come to these young men, they can discuss their vision, their God-given vision with people that come to support them. Although it appears they came to drop it like it's hot and pick it up when it's cold and for so-and-so to pay my bill or to be a part of a life of fashion or to be a part of a whole year of getting something new or for coming to just be a part of the competition. God is using those things to support two men that are brothers. And unlike Cain and Abel, I pray that God will continue to have them work together in unison like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So although we support them financially in things that we purchase from them, God has called us to a higher calling now. We must speak what God tells us to speak into their lives. And he may never tell me to speak into their lives again, but he did tell me to pray for them. So while God has assigned us to pray for these two brothers, these two twins, we must know that the Cain and Abel disaster and tragedy is yet working. It's working in all of America. It's working through Biden and Trump. And why did I just say Biden and Trump and not the presidential thing? Because it's bigger than that. It's deeper than that. It's two parties coming against one another in such a way that one of the parties just does and says whatever they want to say, and the people accept it. One of the parties incited a riot and appears to still be getting away with it. But I want you to know that the blood of the people is crying out to God, because that insurrection hurt a nation. It hurt the people. And we need to cry out and cry loud to let them know that riotous behavior is in God's will or his way. Riotous behavior, saying there's going to be a bloodbath if you're not reelected, is not God's agenda or his way. So whatever the reason and the strategy is not God's way. So I'm crying out for mercy, 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 God, mercy, grace, God, 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 grace, grace for America. And for the politicians that want to run our nation, God. Whoever you allow to win, grace and mercy. Grace and mercy, God. A songwriter was singing a song. He was saying, live, 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 live. Live, 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 live. Live, 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 live. I want us to live in America. I want us to be a nation that's crying out to God's people. That's saying, live, 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 live. That demonstrates even when Joseph's brothers tried to use the destructive power of envy to eradicate their own brother by selling him into slavery. Because the envy in them was left unchecked. And that envy then transformed into a place of blindness and erosion of their very morals and what's right and what's wrong. It damaged the very relationship of God's people. Believe it or not, in that same destructive thing of envy was what sold or sold African Americans and Africans into slavery in the first place. That same destructive power is what allowed those people down in Mississippi to lynch, to hang, and to murder people that looked differently than them or that were stronger than them because of jealousy. That same envy and destruction killed Emmett Till, a young teenage boy. That same envy killed Dr. Martin Luther King. That same envy has killed so many leaders and people. But that same envy is crying out because it doesn't want to be destroyed. So it's crying out bloodbath. It's crying out things that would make people think that it was okay to incite a riot that caused some people to be incarcerated. So for a temporal feeling, they hurt others. For them not thinking about the envy that had transformed in them, that caused them to be blind, that eroded their very moral capital of what's right and what's wrong, caused them to either eliminate someone else's life or to impact maybe the once religious beliefs that they had. Because, see, people forget restoration back to God is what it's about. I know they teach you, when you repent, you're going to stop sinning, you're going to stop doing everything. No. God is still going to be yet perfecting you. What you've done is you've been reconciled and restored back to God so that he can change your appetite and change the things that you thought you wanted to do because you love him so much that you'll allow him to redeem you daily. You allow him to open up your eyes to the blindness that's been eroding you, that doesn't allow you to empathize with people, that doesn't allow you to reason with people, doesn't allow you to have crucial, healthy relationships with people, that doesn't allow you to overcome unresolved hurt and pain. America is not trying to be great. America is trying to go back to blind erosion of their moral character of what is right and wrong. So America, until we restore, reconcile our lives back unto God, we're going to want to put the various agendas to be taught to our children in the grammar schools and the middle schools and the high schools, the things that are eroding the very character of being Christ-like. So yes, people will come against Christianity, because they don't understand that Christianity is not about being perfect. It's about being restored and reconciled back unto God. But because of the first, the major sin of Satan being jealous of God and envious of God is trying to come back and is trying to overtake America. Not only do people talk about being against God and what he loves and what he hates, they want you to think that they're the way. And if you don't vote for them, I'm going to incite another riot. I'm going to incite words and verbiage that cause people to want to, because what is it to have a bloodbath? In order to have a bloodbath, there must be blood and floods of innocent people's blood. But the blood that Jesus shed for us is the only blood that we need. The blood that Jesus shed for us to redeem us. It's the only blood that we need. Out of the mana, Sierra de la Bashaya. Oh, God. We don't need a blood in America. We don't need another inciting riot. What we need is the only way. What we need as a nation to be restored back to God, to be reconciled back to God. Mama, when was the last time you went to God and said, God, examine my heart and my mind. And if you find any evil, God, not only take it out of me, but destroy the very appetite that exists in me to want that fragrance, to want that thing that it would incite a riot or people to a bloodbath. Defy us again, God. Crucify us again, God. Circumcise our minds, our eyes, our ears, our hearts, God. Circumcise our mouths that we wouldn't say things to cause envy, that we wouldn't say things that would foster us wanting to enslave a nation or a people. But God, you will show us how to celebrate our differences, and to call a spade, and a diamond, the he, she, I, her, him agenda, but your agenda. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be loved. There's nothing wrong with being an athlete and want to win in a competition. But it is something wrong if in that competition you will purposely do something to hurt another athlete and not apologize for it or feel any type of remorse. Because we are one another's sisters and brothers. I have an announcement for you, President Biden. I have an announcement for you, previous President Trump. You are brothers. And the competition that you're in for the presidency to be founded on mere facts, and those facts need to be grounded and established in agape love. And if what you're doing doesn't bring peace and unity in the eyesight of God, you're wrong. You're not just out of order. You're wrong. You have become a surrogate of what is evil. You have become a surrogate of the first sin when the devil said he was going to ascend higher than God. This isn't mere competition. This is evil. This is envy, being jealous of what someone else has, defaming someone else. Neglecting a certain people, encouraging druggies amongst a certain people, alcoholism amongst a certain people, because you have become a surrogate of envy. Surrogate mothers have children for others that can't. But this surrogate that you're being is a surrogate for envy and the devil. We talk about being a devil's child. They said it was a man on an airplane ranting and raving and doing silly stuff that called an American a blue-eyed devil. Well, I don't believe this is the case of us being a blue-eyed devil. I believe this is a case of us being consumed with envy and hate. So until we learn how to celebrate one another, this competition between the political parties has morphed into a spiritual embracement of willingly being blind of moral character, of what's right and what's wrong. The Word of God talks about when the evil and the enemy has crept in unaware. America, you're aware. You know what you're doing. And you're doing it as an agent of the devil. Wake up and let God scatter your enemies. Wake up and ask God to take the scales off your eyes. Wake up so that God can use you. Man, that word was fitting to the devil. My. Minister Sylvia, where did we fall off at? Because that word was powerful, and it still is. Where did we fall off at, Minister Sylvia?
It was in and out on a lot of points. You were saying, wake up, and they will go out and come back. So, yeah.
Yes, wake up, because God is saying, wake up, America. Wake up to the willingness of the blindness. Wake up to the willingness of the erosion of character. Wake up to the willingness to want to hurt someone just because they don't look like you. America, you know what you're doing. You're willingly being a surrogate of the devil. not only wake up, but know that this miscarriage is going to be a positive one if you let God lead you. Because you don't need to be carrying around and birthing envy. You don't need to be carrying around and birthing evil. You don't need to be envying and carrying around things that cause you to think it's okay to have a bloodbath, to incite a riot. You don't need that. What you need to be birthing is restoration. Reconciliation. What would happen in America if all of us became Christ-like? What would happen in America if our relationships and our connections on the agape love of God? America, let's decide to live and to live in love, not in envy. To live in loving what God loves and hating what God hates. I didn't know that God was going to take me this way on today, because a lot of what God has said on today that the enemy didn't want to be heard is not even in my notes. I didn't know, America, that we were a surrogate of evil and envy, that we were trying to birth more envy and more envy. But God is calling us as American citizens, as American people, that to miscarry that embryo, to let it go. And allow him to birth love in us, agape love. Allow him to birth Christ-like relationships. Allow him to bless us on this side of heaven with peace, with love, with not wanting to lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge him. With the abundance of the blessings that God wants to use us to sow into others' lives, whether it's encouragement, the unity, walking with God, or whether it's the blessings of sowing and supporting into something that you're doing, or a simple encouraging word that you think is simple, can spark a spark in someone's life that catapults them into their God-given destiny. So on today, in part 3, I don't know if it's going to be a part 4, because I'm just obeying God when it comes to him wanting to bless us so that we can stop blaming one another for this or that. But I do know that America needs to return to the blood of Jesus. And not all of this race on race and gender on gender crime. It's not about what you call yourself. It's about what did God cause you to be born as. Ask him to restore you back to even want to have a mindset to want to be what he birthed you to be. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, I pray that you heard, let's not be a surrogate of envy, but a surrogate of God that includes agape love, peace, and so much more. Minister Sylvia, I turn the program back over to you. Are you still there, Minister Sylvia? Okay, well, I don't hear Minister Sylvia yet. So I would say make sure you tune in on every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That you also make sure that you tune in on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Iron Sharpening Iron. And that you know that this Monday, you can really, really, really be blessed just like every other Monday, because this is the fourth Monday. So this is the day where the Montgomery's and Minister Sylvia get together and they talk about love and relationships and marriage and things of that sort. Then on Wednesday, Minister Sylvia does her Wisdom Wednesday. So tune in on Facebook and watch her as she streams live. And then that's usually at 4 or between 4 and 5 somewhere. And then on Friday night, Minister Sylvia will be back and let's talk. And that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so it rotates around and around to allow the gifts of God to share with what God has placed in their heart. Minister Sylvia, are you available now?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. I turn it back over to you.
Okay, sister, you have given our final remarks. I want to just say thank you so much for today's lesson, teaching us how to be supportive of one another, teaching us how to love on one another, and do what God has done, give us love and tell us to share it and share that with one another. I thank God for the opportunity to be a smile, a part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. And as you were saying, our Monday night service is on from 8 p.m. to Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own evangelist, Toni Montgomery, and her husband, Ron Montgomery. And I will be a part of a host for the show for A Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I thank God for our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I thank God for allowing our family to come together and stand under the corporation of family prayer and understand the importance of family prayer and for them to tap in, as James and Jason Hill say, to tap in and come in on the opportunity to put our requests known before God. Because as the foundational scriptures say, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Once we tap in, when we do our part, God will do the rest. All we have to do is just be faithful. I thank God for just having a family that loves them fully and trusts them with everything and know that without God, nothing is possible. But with God, everything is possible. I thank God for everything, every trial and tribulation, because that's what gives us our testimony. Is there anything else you need from me or today, Apostle?
No, I just want to tell the people that God is faithful and envy is trying to mask itself. It's coming in camouflaged in many ways. And God wants us to remember that the word says that he creeps in unaware. Well, some of us are aware. Some of us are doing the creeping. So that's about all I was saying. So.
Thank God for your wisdom and your willingness to share with us on today. I'm just happy to be a witness. That's for sure. I just thank God for that. So if anybody is on the line, they want to say anything or make a remark or a request, please do so at this time before we close out the service. Okay. All right, woman of God, I'm finished.
All right, I just want to thank everyone for what you did in support of us today. And we don't take it for granted. Know that we love the Lord and we love you. And let's all decide to be a surrogate of Christ, a surrogate of the Holy Spirit, a surrogate of God, and share everything that God has placed within you. Not the little G, but the one and only true and living God. So bye-bye.
If any family member is on the line, just hold on at 10:45. We will start prayer. But if anyone wants to start before that, please open up and go ahead. But I'm just giving people time to call in if they would like to. Okay, let's get ready, family. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the vision. I thank you for the desire to pray for my family, to pray with my family, to call my family together to say, let's stand and cover one another in love and in prayer. Prayer is one of our chosen weapons that we can use when we're not together, because we know we've heard and we read and we learned in the Word that even the centurion told Jesus that his Word was so powerful he could just send his Word and it will perform that which it was sent to do. And as we pray that our prayer that God just sent his Word that it may cover and perform that which it do. God, we thank you with the ability to understand and know that you are God. There's none like you nowhere. You are God, no matter what we say or think or try. You are God. All weekend we have been joking around, saying of the song that Erica Campbell or Mary made that said, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love that song, and that song brought me back to memories of our family praying together and how once they would pray, the person or the thing they were praying about would no longer be an issue. If they prayed for you, you were never the same. If they prayed for an issue, that issue was bound up, wrapped up, and cast away. And I thank God for that type of dedication, faithfulness, started in my house. I asked them yesterday, when was the last time you repented? And the answer was said, yes, I have. And I trust and I thank God for that. And if it is so and true, I ask God to keep it going. And if it's not, I ask God to prick and touch at the heart that they won't rest until they do repent. I thank God for just the heart to even say, Lord, tell me what you want me to say. Tell me what you want me to ask. And I openly and willingly ask because I want to obey God and not be ashamed of what man is trying to think or say. I thank God for the opportunity to get before my family and say we can open our mouths and we don't have to be scared or ashamed. We can talk to God either in person or we can talk to God on a professional level. But whatever we do, we must talk to God. I thank God for covering Taiwan, a.k.a. Black Fluffy, on the highway. He will not harm, evil, danger, and death, and breakdowns from him, oh God. God, if anything was to go wrong, God, let him be able to fix it. Let it be free or free 99. But let him be able to afford that which he said to do, oh God. God, I thank you for covering LaVon's house and her husband, Carson, and their sons, Carbon, Hector, and Junior, even their cattle, Lord. Thank you, God, for covering 944. God, I thank you for just doing what only you can do, keeping your love in the house and bringing forth your love and the people that in that house, oh God. Teach them how to live for one another and pray for one another. And teach them how to keep their word to one another. God, I thank you for Keith and her house, God. God, whatever her desires and her prayers are, God, we ask you to answer them, oh Lord. Keep doing what you're doing in her, oh God, because the change is seen. We can see the change. We can see the hunger and the desire, God. For it starts somewhere, God. You said the fox destroyed the vine. But God, we're asking you to take that same little fox and build the vine up in her heart that she loves you even the more. Take her back to when she first believed that you loved her, cared for her, and you received her. Take her back, oh God, to desire to be before you. Take her back when she used to write songs to praise you, oh God. Take her back to the time, God, when she knew that praying to you would cause things to change. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for covering her children, oh God. For covering Lulu, oh Lord. Open up her heart and her mind, God, to let her understand and recognize that she's no longer a child. She's grown. That she must put away childish things. She must concentrate on being an adult, oh God. God, I just thank you for opening her heart and her mind that she's willing to. God, I just ask you to cover her. Cover her going out. Cover her coming in, God. And wherever she finds herself, God, cover her. Put a desire back in her heart to get the education she needs, God, for to move on in life, God. God bless her brother Wiggle. Open up his mind and his understanding that, God, only your way is the true way to go. Only your way, God, will take him where he needs to be able to love his daughter, to be able to love his mother, to be able to love his sister, to be able to love his siblings, be able to love his aunties and his uncles, God. Teach him, touch him, restore him, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever the situation he finds himself in, that's from the past, God. We ask you to put an axe at the root of it and cut it up and cut it out, God. Touch his heart and his mind. For God, we know that all things are possible. That anything and anybody can change, oh God. We just put every option, every obligation, everything that he may be facing, God, that he finds himself overwhelmed with, that's overtaking him, oh God, we put it on the altar and we leave it before you, oh God, as we touch and agree, we leave it before you. God, I ask you to cover Yak. Keep him, oh Lord. Save him. Take him back to when he loved you for real, for real. Take him back when all he talked about was Jesus, Jesus. Take him back to the place where he knew that all things came from, came by, and came with God. Take him back to the time when you couldn't say nothing and he would say what God said. God, cover him each and every day that he goes to school, while he's in school. God, while he's playing sports, cover him that no bones shall be broken. No injury shall be career-ending, oh God. God, teach him that sports is a good plan to get out of the neighborhood, but let that be your B plan. Give him an academic desire, oh God, that if he get tired of playing sports, he don't have to depend on that because you gave him a heart, a mind, and you gave him brain. Give him a desire to want to be a scholar, not just a baller, but a scholar, oh God. God, I thank you for that. God, I thank you for Juan and his children. I'm going to try to name them and hope I don't forget them. But God, I just want to thank you for Juan and Raven as they pay attention to Tay-Tay, Naya, Shonda, Tayshawn, AJ, Charlie, Adrian, Tiana, and Pyatt. I hope I left no one out, but God, we just ask you to cover them. Cover each and every one of Ray and Taiwan's vehicles, oh God, in their home while they're out on the road traveling back and forth. God, we ask you to just cover them. Cover every part of the engine, every part of the axles, every part of the steering wheel. God, every tie rod, every steering rod, every water pump, every muffler system, every gear in the transmission, the oil level, the fuel level, the water level, the antifreeze, God, whatever and everything it takes to keep the vehicles running, oh God, we ask you to get them to and through and back home safely, oh God. Keep your angels encamped around them, oh Lord. Keep a harmony with danger and death from them, oh Lord. God, I ask you to cover Minister Brandon and his wife, Michaela, and Presley and Ellie and Tatum. God, I ask you to take Minister Brandon back. There's such a place in my heart for Minister Brandon with the ministry of Smile 3E, our shopping iron. God, I love all my nieces and nephews, great nieces and nephews the same. But God, because he kept in and tied in and invited me in to be a part of the Smile 3 service with him, oh God, I ask you to cover him, oh Lord. Bring him back. Take him back. Remind him of all his desires. Remind him how he used to say he was a soldier for the Lord. Remind him how he stood and fought to make sure people understood that he loved God with his whole heart, that he walked with the authority of God because he knew who he was and who he is in God. God, I thank you for that man of God, that he will walk back upright before you, oh God, not saying anything different, but he will walk back strong and upright before you. He will get a desire in his heart to want to not just come back and hold Smile 3E iron, shopping iron, but he will want a night to minister about being a girl's dad. How he will open the door for men to understand it's not hard being a girl's dad when your heart is there. Because as God teaches us, the first love a girl should know is through her father. He can teach how to be a girl's dad on Smile 3E, on YouTube, wherever you may take his ministry, God. But God, I ask you to just put his heart back in the love for Smile 3E, iron sharpening iron. Touch his wife's heart, God, that she would see the vision, latch on to the vision. Hold on to the vision and encourage the vision. Support the vision. God, to be a partner and not a taker. To be a partner and not an aggravator. To be a partner and not a destroyer. But to be a partner to say we can do this through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, who builds us, who takes us from one level to the next. God, I ask you to cover Stanley Jr., God. Cover his heart. Take him back to the place where he was proud to be called Mog, M-O-G, man of God. God, take him back to the place where he knew that if he just laid his hands on a situation, he could say, come out in the name of Jesus. From a little boy, God, you touched him. You touched his heart. You gave him an understanding that God is strong. God is powerful. There's nothing impossible without God. You put it down in him, oh God. bring him back to the place where he said, I shall trust you all the days of my life. Every desire, every job, every put on the altar, God, we ask you to cover it in your son's blood. We ask you to cover him, oh God. We ask you to bless him every day of his life. God, we just ask you right now to cover him with everything. God, even understanding. Let him know that he has to get back in the place of trusting you, oh God. Take him back to the day of remembrance that everything he asked you for, God, how you brought it to pass, how you brought it to come true, how you made it to come true. Let him know that he can trust in you and don't have to worry about what man think or say. But God, with you, God, teach him. God, teach his dad that no matter what, it was a time in your life that no matter who and what you called on, it was just that a calling. But God, when he called on your name, Jesus, and said, God, I don't know you, but show me who you are. When he put a request up before you, and that's when things began to turn around. Take him back to the time when he first found out about you, introduced himself to you, received you, recognized you, and loved you, God. Take him back. God, take away the splitness in the heart. God, but take him back to the whole love that he had for you, that he had for you. God, don't let him get to this point in his life and forget or get persuaded. God, for your word, teach us how to be persuaded to love you with our whole heart. God, I said, just ask you to cover Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser for every dream she has for her ministry, every dream she has for her family, every dream she has for herself, oh God. It's not selfish or selfless, but God, it's okay to desire. Cover her, Lord. Cover her, Lord. She has many things, many irons in the fire. I just ask you to cover her, Lord, and keep her dreams on the altar as being revealed to the family, being revealed to the world, oh God. God, I thank you for her in our lives to keep us positive, keep us focused on you, to remind us daily, what would God say? What would God do? Does that please God? Think about it. Are God happy with you for doing that? God, we just thank you for that family member that we don't have to go and look for an apostle. But we thank you for what you have put in our family, oh God, that she walks in authority. She carries herself in authority of that office. God, we just ask you to keep her covered, heal and bless, oh God. Keep her head around her, God. God, cover her. Cover her household, God, and hide her in the center of the eye of the enemy that he can't see her because your blood is covering her. He can't attack her because your blood is covering her. He can't invade her because your blood is within her, oh God. We ask you to just keep us going, oh Lord, to do your will, do your way. God, I ask you to cover me, oh Lord. God, I want to stay focused. Keep me on assignment, God. As the fire burn, God, let it burn hotter and hotter. Give me the fire for you, oh God, that the king put in the furnace for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God, that's how hot I want to burn for you and your kingdom. God, don't just let it be on my lips, but put it in my heart. Put it in my mind. God, let me hear in my ears, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let what comes out of my mouth be about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God, for I choose Christianity. I choose to be saved. I choose to be a part of Smile 3. God, I choose to be a witness for you. No matter what anybody else say or anybody else do, I and my family and my house choose to be Christians, God. For my favorite scripture is Psalms 23:1. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, I thank you. I thank my family for loving you. God, I hope I didn't leave anyone out. If I did, God, blame it to my head and not my heart. God, cover Lewis and Carlton and George and Corey and Rabbit and Cheryl and Felicia and Demetrius. God, there's so many, I can't name them all. But God, all of those that you have put in my heart, Pastor Troy, Prophet Antoine, Dr. Serena Wright, God, I just thank you. Pastor Mark, oh God, Reverend Lawrence, oh God, Pastor, Minister Camilla Seabury, Tony Montgomery, Evangelist Tony Montgomery, Minister Ron Montgomery. God, I don't want to leave anybody out. But God, if I did, blame it to my head and not my heart. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer, and I pray that, amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to pray? I'm sorry, please go ahead at this time.
Amen, and I pray for our Philly and all his children and children's children and his children's children. I pray for Minnie and all of her children and her children's children. I pray for Mary and all of her children and her children's children. God, I pray for, and I agree with the prayer that Renee has already prayed. I thank you for your faithfulness to us, God. I thank you for your love for us, God. I thank you for calling a nation back to prayer.
Yeah. Your phone going out again. Apostle, you still there? Apostle, your phone going out again. I thank God for Minister Margo.
Thank you. Thank you, God. I know that we were, the ministry line was dropped while I was praying. And once again, I pray for America. I pray for everyone that's in the Seabury tribe. I pray for everyone that's part of the Molly Seabury and George Seabury generations and their legacy. God, I pray for America. Take us back to you, God. Take us back to loving you and adoring you and obeying you. Thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. For every family member that wants to be a family member that we're not sure of their status, we even pray for them, God. Give them clarity. Give them healing. Give them closure. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for restoration, God, reconciliation back to you. Not just as a family of DNA, God, but as a family, as a people. The people of God in America, the people of God all over the world, the people of God in this universe, the people of God on earth, for you created us and you made us all family, God. And once we realize we're all family, God, because we're part of your DNA, we will begin to love one another. We will begin to pray for one another. And once again, I call out even the 290 visionaries, and that you will bless them, the brothers, the moms, the dads, the aunts, the uncles. But most of all, God, we thank you for blessing our family, the family that you've given us, the DNA family that you've given us, and even those that may be incarcerated, God, that you will cover them, that you will have mercy upon them, that you will show them grace. Not only those that are incarcerated naturally, but those that may be incarcerated spiritually, that you will touch their hearts and draw them back to you. God, anyone that's suffering from any type of depression or any type of victimization or addiction, God, we ask you to cover them. Not only cover them, God, but bless them from generation to generation, even more than 100-fold generations, God. Pour your blessings out upon us on this side of heaven, not just with money, but your blessings of love, your blessings of peace, your blessings of provision, your blessings of protection, your blessings, God. as you have so many blessings that some of us have never even fathomed to thank you for. So we thank you for all of the resources of the blessings that you have put upon us, those to breathe, those to see, those to hear, those to touch. God, we don't take them all for granted, and if we have, God, we ask you to forgive us. And we thank you for restoration and reconciliation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I would like to add to the prayer before we end. God, we still keep Minister Margot on the altar. We still keep her lifted up before you, trusting you concerning her. God, that she felt that she's been forgotten, remind her, God. She haven't. God, don't let her faith fail her now, for she's close to the calling of what you have called her to do. She's close to being a witness for you, for her whole household. She's close to showing that the word said, those that endure to the end shall be saved, God. Thank you, O Lord. Allow her to continue to minister to her nephews, Floyd and Randy Seabury. God, just cover those young men. Cover them from their minds and their hearts, God, no matter where they are, God. God, keep Randy up before your altar. God, let him come out more blessed than when he went in, oh God. God, we trust you with his heart and his soul. We trust you with covering him, oh Lord. Keep a hedge around him with protection, oh God. God, I thank you. Keep a hedge of protection around Floyd, oh God. Because he feels that he has no one left. But it's not so, God. Teach him how to reach out to his aunties and uncles and cousins, God. God, give him strength to walk in the way that you have promised his grandmother and his grandfather, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone else who would like to pray? Okay, we thank you all. Until next Sunday, family prayers at 10:45. We will pray as long as God allows us to pray and who all would like to pray. So see you all later. Amen. Bye-bye.